Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey friends, happy Thanksgiving week. I hope you're having an amazing week, whatever you're doing. I know some of you are traveling on the road or maybe hosting, maybe preparing a whole lot of food, or maybe you're having a quiet one this year, and that's not all bad either. But whatever you're doing, just please know that I am so thankful for you, and I love that I get to be a little part of your Thanksgiving week. I am sharing a special episode today, hoping that maybe some of your kids are hanging out with you while you're cooking or baking, and maybe they'll want to listen in. This is an episode that was recorded 2 years ago, so you might have already heard it, but even then, the giggles and the laughter and the questions and answers are so much fun. I have Luke and Levi with me doing a Q&A as well as talking about gratitude and their favorite parts of Thanksgiving. So hopefully it'll be a little bit entertaining and refreshing. And again, hopefully some of your kids can listen in as well. Before we jump into the episode, I want to remind you that Christian Parenting has something that come next week or two, you're going to really want. So I encourage you to check it out right away. I know so many of you are looking for devotionals for your kids, and we all want to keep Jesus at the center of the Christmas season, but it can be hard to do in the busyness of everything, right? So Christian Parenting knows that, and they want to take care of you, and they created an Advent devotional just for kids. It's called Jesus, Light of the World, and it's going to help kids understand how Jesus was the light that came to heal and save a hurting and broken world. Each day of Jesus, Light of the World includes a daily scripture, a devotional to help kids develop a deep and personal relationship with Jesus, engaging activities, a prayer, and a go activity that encourages kids to take ownership of their faith in their everyday lives. Yay! This is a great tool to help you teach your children the true meaning and significance of the Christmas season. So for more information and to request your copy, head over to cpgive.org. That's the letters cpgive.org. I think you're going to love this, and I think it's a great tool to help your whole family stay focused on Jesus throughout the Advent season. Okay, so now without further ado, we're going to jump in and talk about gratitude and Thanksgiving with Luke and Levi. I hope your kids can listen in, and I hope this is an encouragement. So I'll have a few final words to say at the end, but without further ado, hope you're encouraged by this conversation. Okay, well, we are going to try to get rid of the giggles and get on with the show, right, boys?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, happy Thanksgiving week.
Thank you, Mom. You too.
Yeah, it's an exciting week.
I'm so thankful for you.
Oh, thanks, Luke. Well, we have a special episode here because I've been saving some questions that people have sent in for the two of you for like many months. And on top of that, it's Thanksgiving week. So we get to talk about the things we're grateful for and all the rest.
I love it.
So what do you want to start with, boys? Do you want to start with Q&As?
Let's start with being thankful.
Oh.
And then go into the Q&As. That way we're doing the Q&As with a thankful attitude.
Perfect.
Right, Levi?
I like that.
How does that sound, Levi?
But just in case somebody listening doesn't know you yet, why don't each of you take a quick moment to introduce yourself, tell people like how old you are, what you do in life?
My name is Luke. I'm 17. I'm the third son of Monica Swanson. I'm a senior, graduating in May.
Maybe.
Very scary thing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
What do you have to do to graduate in May?
Lots of stuff.
Yes, you do. And what do you do when you're not doing school, Luke?
I think the question is kind of reversed. It's more like, what am I doing when I'm not surfing?
That's right.
The answer would be school, but yeah, I surf.
You surf a lot. And Levi, your turn. How old are you?
I'm 11. My name is Levi. I am in sixth grade, and I golf and surf.
There we go. That was good. Good introduction. Okay, then let's carry on, boys. Luke, you want to talk about gratitude, so just fire away. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving week?
Well, I'm very thankful for our now finished remodeling of our home.
Da, da, da.
I didn't really know that we were going to have such a cool remodeling taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Dad just kind of started kind of making the plans and making things happen. And now our home is just like, I mean, not that our home wasn't great before, but it's just even better. It's so awesome. Aww.
Good. Well, thanks. I don't think I've even talked about the remodel on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
So we go.
How about you let people know about it?
I should probably put some photos in show notes now, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We, and actually, as we're recording, it's not totally complete. And probably by Thanksgiving, it won't be totally complete, but it's very close. And so Levi, tell people what we did to what was this remodel?
So we had like an outside porch thing, and we basically just tore down the wall because there was like a little door to mm-hmm. the outside porch. And we took that down and just made walls and enclosed it. And we almost put the wall that was there before farther out by mm-hmm. the outside.
Yeah.
So basically just made our house a little bit bigger. Pretty cool.
That's right. Good job, Levi. Yes, we've never had a dining room. And so what we've always done is eaten either on the front lanai, we call it here in Hawaii, at a big table, which is beautiful and great when the weather is good, or on the back lanai. And it seems to never fail. Come Christmas time, Thanksgiving, there will be like crazy storms. And my parents are usually here. And here we are gathered around a table outside with like, not parkas, but you know, jackets, hoods, because it's like raining.
But
and
it's still like only like 75 degrees.
It might not be cold, but it's just not the kind of day you want to sit outside. But you also can't sit around a kitchen counter, which is the other option for a holiday, right, guys? That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
So we knocked out a wall, enclosed a existing lanai, and made it into a dining room. So we're really excited. And of course, once you start one project, it makes you want to do more.
Yeah, and I was just going to add that I feel like it's all of us kind of were unexpecting, or we weren't expecting this crazy, amazing finished look.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of all encouraged us a little bit, especially you, Mom.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun. I'm thrilled. Since we moved into this house 10 years ago, I've been wanting to do this. So it's a dream come true for me. Okay, enough on that. What else is going on this week that is really exciting?
Well, our brothers are coming home finally after so long of being away.
Yeah, college boys, right, Levi?
Yep.
And they don't usually come home for Thanksgiving, so this is...
No, in fact, they usually go snowboarding without me and Levi, which makes us very jealous. But this time...
They're coming home.
They're coming home.
We
don't have to worry about being jealous. We can just hang out with them.
That's right. Okay, well, this leads a perfect segue into a Q&A, because people sent in questions. I've held on to them. And one of those questions happens to be related to brothers and your relationship with your brothers. So Josiah and Jonah were with me actually a couple months back, and they answered some of these from their perspective. But you two being the younger of the four, Luke, have you always gotten along well with your brothers?
Yes, always since the day I was born. It's just been so perfect. Just, we scratch each other's backs, we clean up each other's rooms. No, I'm just kidding. No, definitely not always.
You've always been like friends and close, but
yeah, we've always had, there was a lot of up and downs, especially when I was, I mean, okay, so Josiah's 4 years older than me, Jonah's 2 years older than me, Levi's 6 years younger than me. So for a time when Levi wasn't quite in the picture yet, like when he was a little baby, there was a lot of like, we would get in fights and we'd just kind of wrestle. And like, it was definitely like to some extent healthy. Like we're just, it was something to do, but we'd also get mad at each other. And there was like, you know, bummer moments for sure. But looking back, I'd say that, you know, there was never really a big, we were enemies. We were always mm-hmm. brothers and friends. And we always thought of each other like that. And especially nowadays, mm-hmm. My older brothers and my little brother are my best friends. I always tell everybody that whenever they ask. Mm. So I'd say at this point, we get along very well.
Yeah. But still.
I mean, we still have little squabbles.
Tense moments. Yeah. And you and Levi, maybe right before we hit record, sometimes.
Yeah, me and Levi's right at that age where...
He knows how to push buttons.
Levi knows now how to like make a slap sting a little bit more instead of just a little swing.
Okay, so can you share something or some things that you think helped you develop a good relationship with your brothers now?
Well, I want to actually point it back to you because I think a lot of it wasn't us choosing. It was a lot of the way you and Dad set it up, was kind of... I mean, you put us in rooms together, which was like, I don't know if that's a tradition. I feel like probably a lot of people do that, but we grew up in rooms together, like me and Levi.
Like
and
bedrooms.
Like actual bedrooms. Not like little chamber cells where we're only let out once a day. No, we grew up together.
That's seriously what I was picturing.
We grew up together and then we were homeschooled our whole lives. Like Josiah started homeschooling when he was like
second grade.
And all of us started homeschooling at the same time. And mm-hmm. it just, we've always been homeschooling. So we would wake up and then go eat breakfast and then be in the same room as each other and then go do school in the same room as each other and then go outside to, you know, play around and be right with each other. Like we were never separated. Yeah. And so any like hard things or any conversations that like we would have missed out on by mm-hmm. being separated, like at school or wherever,
mm-hmm. we didn't have a lot of options.
We didn't have any options. Yeah. Exactly. So I think your guys' choice to have us together a lot helped.
Right.
And you did
the same activities too. You all went to skate together and then you went to surf together.
For sure. And even if one of us wasn't feeling it, we would just all tag along. And we still have that same sense of like, if one of us is going to the store, like the other one just wants to go because it's like, oh, like I'm like, I feel like that's just kind of the way we were like, I don't know. Yeah. It just was integrated into us where we just follow each other around. So we're always with each other. So we always talk and deal with everything we have to deal with.
I love that. And since we're recording this a little bit before Thanksgiving week, Josiah and Jonah are away at college and I love talking to them when they spend half their weekend just together. They study together. Mm. They'll cook dinner together. So that's pretty special.
Lonnie, are you okay? Our dog just rolled off of a bed and fell like 3 feet, but she's okay. She was asleep too.
We all watched her in slow motion.
It was really not fun to watch, but it was funny after.
I'm so glad that this is this interview. If I was interviewing somebody else, I don't know what I'd do. Okay, Levi. A sweet friend named Sophia, who I hope is listening. She sent in some really good questions for each of the boys. And her first question was, Levi, how are you so cool?
I don't know.
Built different.
Go ahead and tell the people what you tell us.
Levi says he's built different.
Okay, Levi, how's your golf game? Let's get serious.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah. Have you had any great games recently?
Yes, I have.
Where's your favorite place to golf?
Probably Turtle Bay. It's about 20 minutes away, and it's just a fun golf course.
All right, what's the coolest place you've ever golfed?
Oh. Probably in California, we went to a pretty nice course down by where we were staying for Grandma's birthday, and it's called Monarch Beach Golf Course, and it was really fun.
That's Dana Point.
Really
cool. Yeah, that was awesome. That was really exciting. Okay, Levi, so a lot of people have followed your surf career, your young surf career. Now that you're a serious golfer, do you still like to surf?
Yeah, I love it. It's like I was kind of a surfer who didn't really do anything else, but now I'm... Not yet got really into golf, so I probably right now enjoy golfing a little bit more than surfing, but I like I like surfing still, of course. So I enjoy surfing still. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, Luke, now I have a question for you. Sophia sent some great questions, so I'll give you one of hers. She asked about your surf career. You travel quite a bit when the world is open, when you're able to. Mm-hmm. She asked about when you travel and, you know, there's a lot of distractions, a lot of people who maybe don't share your values. How do you stay grounded in your faith and in your convictions when you're in various challenging situations?
That's a great question. I feel like I've kind of talked about this before with you and just with other people. And the truth is that there's not too much that I do specifically in those times. It's outside of the ordinary for me. So, all my, you know, core values and beliefs and my faith in general, doesn't necessarily need to be like prepped up for that, because I'm always trying my best to stay strong in my walk and be meeting up with people, talking with people if I'm not with them over the phone, or communicating through texting, reading the Bible, praying, all that sort of stuff. So just being on guard always, whether I'm at home or traveling. And then when the moments come, it doesn't feel like I have to really dig too much. I don't have to dig very deep, because it just feels natural to stay on the course and just...
Right. Because you're doing disciplines, like you're still reading your Bible.
Exactly.
You're still praying.
Exactly.
And obviously you're not surrounded by the people you're used to being surrounded by, but you're able to use technology, say, to stay connected and message people. And
exactly.
Yeah. It's not like you're isolated or something.
Yeah. So. And keeping in touch with you and Dad and just the family in general is just a great place for me to go to always, especially when I'm around, you know,
right,
not the best people, or just people that don't share my values.
Good people that just aren't on the same page. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then now let's talk real quick about balancing school and surfing. Do you have any tips?
What are
some things you do to kind of keep your head in the school books, even when like there's epic waves and you're surfing a lot?
Mm. Well, it's funny because with homeschooling, as anyone that homeschools knows, there's not much of a deadline for most things you do, unless it's an online program with the setup deadlines, with a computer system that, you know, you need to turn in by a certain time. But just setting up deadlines for things that don't even necessarily require them is a great place to start. So whether I'm a week out from something that's due and I see that there's going to be really good waves, it's a good motivation to go, I know I'm going to be surfing a lot. I won't be able to get this done. I'm going to do this now. Mm. Or, I mean, obviously it helps to have those systems that, mm-hmm. you know, you have to get this done by 12:59 on this date. And then, you know, one
right.
way or another,
you
I find
just,
out.
Yeah. You just experienced that because you just took your first dual enrollment. So you took a college class already. That had some deadlines.
Yeah. That had a lot of deadlines, and especially ones while I was traveling, which were.
You had some late nights.
I had a couple late nights for sure. But. I think a lot of it too is experience. So like having those late nights where you're trying to cram something in and going, wow, that was not very fun. This next week when I have something due, I'm going to make sure to get it done earlier. So, you know, I think it's just, it has to do especially with where, kind of your core belief is in it. So for me, my school is like, I understand why I'm doing it. I understand why I want to finish it and do good at it and be on schedule with it. So that's probably the main driving factor in getting it done on time and balancing it with surfing.
Awesome. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order mylifeinabook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code Monica at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's mylifeinabook.com and use code Monica for 10% off today.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay, we're going to ask each of you a question about a favorite book you've been reading or are reading. And Levi, go first. What's a favorite book you've been reading recently?
Well, I'm actually in the middle of my brother's book called Submarine.
What do you mean your brother's book?
My oldest brother just said I made a book. What do you call it? A short?
Yeah, it's a novel.
Novella.
And he published it, right?
Yeah, it's a really good book so far. Definitely recommend reading it.
Awesome. It's exciting, right?
Yeah, very.
So Levi's reading that on his own, and together we just started reading what, Levi? Can you remember what we're reading?
Alan Shepard.
Yep. Which I think Luke was a fan of Alan Shepard.
Yeah, Alan was a really cool guy.
Yeah. So Luke, what have you been reading? Or a couple books maybe.
Yeah, I've been reading a few different books and just kind of jumping around. But a standout for me in recent time has been reading the book Pilgrim's Progress. Mm. I've heard about it. I watched like a movie maybe about it when I was younger. But it's an incredible book, just filled with all sorts of biblical references. And it's really just a story about what it means to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. But it kind of portrays it in a kind of a poetic, yeah, like creative way. So yeah. I recommend anyone and everyone to read that book.
Awesome. Thank you, Luke. And switching gears again, I have a new module in the character training course on cultivating gratitude and fighting entitlement. And I want to hear if you can think of something we've done as a family to focus on gratitude.
Well, I think one thing that you've encouraged us to do, especially in the hard times when we might be complaining and being a little bit entitled, is just to count our blessings. And you kind of start by reminding us usually about the simple things like having a roof over our head and having food to eat and being able to do the things we love to do. That's a huge place to start, especially when you're feeling like, you know, things are getting in the way of your plans or the things that you want aren't able to happen. It's just a good reminder to look at the things we are thankful for. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much to be thankful for.
You're right.
I don't know if people in this world are thankful enough some of the time.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we could all do better, right, Levi?
Yep.
Anything you can think of, Levi, that we've worked on with you to help fight entitlement? When you like ask for things all the time, do we always say yes?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah,
yes. Do we? 99.9%.
Oh, listen to him. So, do we make you work a little bit around here?
Yep.
Chores. Yeah. Do you have to?
Other things in chores.
Before we wrap up, boys, let's think about maybe one or two final things that we are grateful for.
I think I would say I'm super grateful, especially in recent time, for my older brothers, because they're just such great examples. And every time I come to a situation of what am I supposed to do here? What's the right thing? What's the wrong thing? There's biblical advice and there's parents and there's friends, which are all great. But my brothers have really paved the way and led the way in front of me. And so to kind of talk to them about it or see what they've done with certain situations in life has just been such an awesome blessing for me, because I don't have to worry too much, because I know that what they've done has made them awesome people. And if I just follow in their footsteps, I'll do pretty good.
And you know, I love that. Okay, before we wrap up, what's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Stuffing.
All right, Levi.
Probably.
100% eat stuffing. Dessert. It'd be only stuffing, and I'd be great.
Really?
I'm very content with
I don't think
stuffing.
I knew you liked stuffing so much.
It's amazing.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Oh, easily apple pie. It's not really a traditional one, but your
no, it
mom
is.
Makes.
My mom.
Maybe it is
yeah.
traditional, but. She makes the greatest apple pie and
she
some
does.
Cold vanilla ice cream on the side.
Oh my!
It keeps me motivated throughout the year to
get to Thanksgiving. I love it. Okay, Levi, what do you like on to eat on Thanksgiving?
Nothing in particular, really. Just
and everything, everything in general. All right. what?
You gotta keep.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dessert, Levi?
Probably.
If it's okay if it's the same as Luke.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. Apple pie, that's really good. But also, I would say Jell-O is pretty good because we definitely eat that quite a bit.
Do you like Jell-O with marshmallows?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, well, Luke, Levi, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for being here with us, for answering a few questions. And
thank you, Mom.
Thank you.
So thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, too. And we'll have you back again sometime.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right, friends. I hope that was a fun listen for all of you. And if you have questions or topics you would like me to bring the kids on for in the future, please feel free to email me at aloha@monicaswanson.com. I love to get your requests and I just love to hear from you. Also, if you're not on my email list yet, that is the best place to be to get updates and fun goodies. Every week I send a brief email, and at the beginning of every month, I share one with more links and fun stuff, little goodies for you, sometimes some discount codes, etc. So you don't want to miss that one. And you can sign up to be on my email list by going to monicaswanson.com/subscribe. Super easy. And there will be a link to that in the show notes as well. Okay, so thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I will look forward to seeing you back next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.